Well, the Detroit Auto Show is in full swing in downtown Detroit. I enjoyed my 5 hours or so there on Sunday. Always do. Two very different automakers are grabbing a lot of the electric vehicle attention at Cobo this week. Here's Peter Worf with more from the North American International Auto Show.
Those two automakers come from what appear to be opposite poles, GM's blue-collar Chevrolet and the high-dollar world of Tesla. But they're about to meet in the middle with competitively priced and updated new EVs. I spoke with GM's Darren Jesse first about the redesigned Chevy Volt and its increased capacities.
We managed 50 miles of EV range with a larger battery. We're able to get 18.4 kilowatt hours of energy stored in it versus the 17.1 in the 2015 model year. So more energy to use. We've also improved the efficiency of the drive unit, and we've taken a little over 230 pounds out of the entire vehicle. So having to start from the ground up with an all-new vehicle allows us to do that, and so not only do we get to improve the design and make it more aggressive and confident, we've been also to take the mass out to make it more efficient, and so therefore we're getting the longer EV range.
That's a lot of weight. How do you begin to remove that much weight from what's a pretty small car to begin with?
Sure. So it starts out from redesigning, redeveloping everything we've learned. So the battery, we've taken a little over 20 pounds out of the battery itself, just being able to improve our efficiency, reformulating the chemistry a little bit. The drive unit, all new drive unit, we've made the motors a little bit smaller, but still providing the same 149 horsepower of tractive effort. We've taken 100 pounds out of the drive unit. And then just starting with the vehicle itself, all new vehicle architecture, we've taken an additional 100, 110 pounds out of the vehicle.
So what does that mean for distance on a battery charge? It's quite a bit more.
Yes, so we've been able to go from 38 miles today to 50 miles of EV on the new Volt. And we've also been able to improve the efficiency of the drive unit from the standpoint of the range extender. And so therefore, the additional gas-powered version of the generator, we can now go over 400 miles total range versus the 380 of the previous model.
Right. Give me a few more comparisons, if you could, from the all-new Volt to the previous Volt. Where have you kind of raised the bar in other areas?
Well, so we've listened to our customers who were driving the new Volt, and they're very enthusiastic, and they told us what they wanted to see in the next Volt. One of the items is the previous Volt with the four-passenger. We've been able to add that fifth seat in the middle, in the rear. In a pinch, you got to take the extra kid home or the coworker to lunch. You can do that now in the new Volt. We've also improved their ability to charge the vehicle from the standpoint of changing the different modes. We've always had them able to select, do they want to charge delayed, do they want to charge immediate? And since they're going from workplace to home and workplace and charging at both areas, we've been able to utilize the GPS signal on the Volt and understand, well, is the Volt at home or is it not at home? And that's great. And we love to use technology. We think it could be the first time using technology to actually change something on the vehicle based on its location.
Tesla counters GM's EV entries with its own innovations, and as we'll hear, the new Tesla 3, priced significantly lower than today's Teslas. Here's more from Tesla's Will Nicholas.
So we're featuring our two new options, our dual motor powertrain, which enables maximum performance and also complete traction control, even in wintry conditions like what we experience here in Michigan, and also our autopilot hardware, with which we have new software improvements that enable semi-autonomous driving, including adaptive cruise control, collision avoidance, self-parking, things of that nature. We're unable to sell directly to consumers here, so we don't have any brick-and-mortar real estate, but Michigan residents are able to purchase a car online or from one of our other stores in a nearby state, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, and take delivery here, but we do service them from remote. Super excited about the Gigafactory, which we announced earlier in 2014, and at broken ground will go into construction over the next 2 years, and that will birth the third generation vehicle, the Model 3, which will be a compact sedan, $35,000 to $40,000 starting price.
Also in the $30,000 to $35,000 range and poised to go head-to-head with the Tesla 3 will be GM's new Bolt, a high-profile concept car for this year's auto show, but clearly aimed for future production. Richard Ferlazzo is design manager at GM Australia.
But we're talking about a different type of vehicle. This is a smaller vehicle, an all-electric, with a range of about 200 miles, and the target is around $30,000. So we're looking at a more affordable electric vehicle for the masses.
And Mary Barra called it an affordable alternative. An alternative to what?
Well, alternative to normal gasoline vehicles and an alternative to other electric vehicles. So with most people, the impediment for electric vehicles is range anxiety and price. And that's the two issues they're trying to mostly address here. So 200 miles should cover most people's requirements, and $30,000 is kind of within most people's reach. But we also want to say about this vehicle is it's an excellent package. So we're taking full advantage of the electric motors and the battery positioning and size, and developed a vehicle that has a very spacious interior, but with a very compact exterior. So even if you're not into the electric part so much, it's still a very practical vehicle in its own design. The electric part of it is a massive bonus.
The LG Chem battery seems to be one of the components at the heart of this vehicle. Can you help us to understand that and how that puts this new Bolt in a higher range category?
Yes, well, you're probably getting into the more of the engineering side of it, which is a bit out of my swim lane,
okay.
but working very closely with the engineers. The whole idea is that collaboration between engineers and designers is all about, hey, this is the type of vehicle we'd like to design. How do you help us get there? So their pursuit is compact engines, compact electric motors, or in this case, compact battery technology.
Some are referring to the Bolt as something of a crossover. How might it qualify in that utility standpoint?
We like to think of the Bolt as freshening up the whole approach to small electric vehicle design. Now, in the past, a lot of electric vehicles have shouted out, hey, look at me, I'm electric. You know, they're very lightweight, they have skinny wheels, they have trash can wheel covers. It's all about aero and all about efficiency. And I can understand that as designers and together with our marketing people, it's all about, hey, you know, you've got to sell this concept of electric vehicles. I think the market's already past that now. I think we all understand electric vehicles. They're reliable, they're powerful. So we've got over that. I think the next stage is, let's just design a really good car,
right,
and really efficient vehicle that suits our needs, and it's an electric propulsion system. So we're saying CUV in as much as we're taking advantage of the way you can package an electric vehicle. So compact motors and electric, the battery system on the floor, so we've raised the seating height. So this allows you a more compact overall exterior, but with a more spacious interior. And you'll also see in the detailing around the styling, you have the little blackout treatments around the wheels, which is more of a crossover feel. So the higher stance and the more robust appearance, I think it differs from many electric vehicles of the past. They kind of look fragile and almost insect-like in some cases in this pursuit of the efficient image. What we're trying to say here is you can have a robust exterior even with electric vehicles.
And to me, there are, though, some forward new-looking things that do say this might be an electric vehicle. This isn't what everything else is. Can you speak to some of those ideas, too?
Sure. I mean, you normally identify electric vehicle in the absence of a front radiator. But the other aero enablers and things that we put in electric vehicles can be applied to any vehicle, of course. As designers, they should apply to all cars. There tends to be more of a focus with the electric vehicle because there's an endless pursuit of greater range. The Volt probably has similar aspects, and you'll see aero details around the vehicle. But like I said, what we're also trying to do is not make it look like a science project. This is just meant to look like a very efficient vehicle. And you know what? This time around, we decided not to make it white or blue, which is most electric vehicles. We said, no, let's just choose a warm color, an exciting, bright orange.
Tesla's Will Nicholas says he sees the Tesla 3 Chevy Bolt competition as an EV positive in a growingly competitive area.
We certainly applaud other manufacturers for coming out with electric options. The Bolt will be very interesting if they can achieve that type of range at that price point. We're excited to have that competition because it'll only increase consumer awareness of electric vehicles and hopefully improve the charging infrastructure that will allow them to travel further and charge more conveniently.
The North American International Auto Show continues through this Sunday at Detroit's Cobo Center. For Current State, this is Peter Wolf.